This is so exciting, you guys. Sugar Ray Leonard is in our studio.
How about that?
Wow. Nice to have you here.
Well, you know, I need to break things up at home because normally I travel so much and everything, but I'm glad you guys invited me.
Well, you're like a rock star when a lot of our pop stars have been grounded, basically, and couldn't tour and travel. They needed other outlets for their creativity. We know one outlet for you, of course, is fitness. And,
right. And
you know, that's a great one. But I imagine when you're used to traveling and speaking to people and, you know, all the interaction and all the good you spread, it's probably been, you know, challenging. So we're happy you stepped out for
a day. But, you know, I play tennis with my wife's girlfriends, and they beat me up. but I love it. I seem to love it. And I hit the bag, still hit the punching bag.
Yeah.
I got a little gym in my house. And I just, you know what? I just got to release anxieties because if I don't, if I keep it inside, which I normally do, I keep quiet, it destroys you.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to release that toxin, that energy, that negative energy.
You're such a positive force in the world. And we want to know, what would you tell our listeners right now? How to start your day or be a positive person? How do we get the mind of a champion every day?
You know, to be a champion, you have to be optimistic. You have to, no matter what the odds are. In fact, I love that. It makes me stronger, you know, beating the odds. And not just in boxing, but in life, in relationships, with your kids. I mean, with your business. You beat the odds. And I love that. I'm driven by that.
Yeah.
I'm really driven by that. So it can be intuitive. It can be, you know, natural. But it depends on what you want and how bad do you want that.
Right. In your mind, Sugar Ray Leonard, and you're facing a challenge, what are you saying inside to yourself? You say sometimes you stay quiet. But what are you thinking to yourself? What is your pep talk to yourself?
Well, first and foremost, I believe in myself. I totally believe in I can do any and everything. I mean, to a degree, but you still got to be positive. And because if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will.
Right.
So that has to come from the individual, you, yourself. And when I talk, when I do motivational speaking, I really emphasize upon that. And I use boxing, fighting as a metaphor that you are a fighter. You're a fighter. You have to fight to achieve.
Right.
And it's not, and I tell kids for sure, it's not physical. It's mental, psychological, and spiritual.
Yeah. I love that. Sugar Ray Leonard, you're our feel good. We're so honored you're here. I hope you can come by more often.
Well,
We all need a dose of you.
So how much do you weigh, man?
How much do I weigh?
Yeah.
175, 180.
Well, that means we're the same weight, pretty much.
Yeah.
So
we carry it a little differently, but
Continue
your point, sir.
No, you got me because you lost me when you said that. And I said I've never heard anyone say that. That was cool though.
Yeah.
That was good defense. That was a mental defense. Yeah. I was just gonna say we can give a, you know, go a couple rounds one day.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Let's go. You want
to
do that?
We'll start with tennis since you seem to be bad at tennis. Okay, we'll go there.
Okay.
And then we'll throw fists. Okay.
I couldn't respond to that. It was like a defensive mechanism. I don't know. Yeah. That was good, man.
He's extremely quick.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast his feet are or his hands.
Not good. No.
But his mind is very fast.
I've tasted that, yeah.
So this fighting mentality, this hopefulness, this positivity, have you always been this way, even as a little boy?
You know, I would have to say yes, because first of all, I was not an athlete. I mean, people look at me now and say, I can't believe you're a boxer. Especially my wife, she always says that. I can't believe you're a boxer because I'm shy, but sociable, if that makes any sense. Yeah. I keep things to myself and non-confrontational. Yeah. I mean, all these things, and you have to have those things to be a boxer, to be a fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't until it's needed, until it's really needed.
Mm-hmm. You know how to unleash it.
Do I look tough though?
No.
Thanks, Ellen. Thank you. Now the world knows. And she said it with such authority.
Yeah, no.
There was no hesitation.
Did I just like, tell Sugar Ray Leonard, yeah, he doesn't look tough.
Wow.
That's a first also.
I'm almost choking.
You're going to be okay. We have to get this man some coffee.
Oh, awesome. But thanks.